other side.
Good morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
Oh, that business is never going to work. Oh, you don't have the education. How are you going to get that job? Oh, you can't reinvent yourself. You got no idea about computers. Oh, you're the wrong age, or you're the wrong color, or you're the wrong gender, or you whatever. Don't listen to the naysayer. Stop listening to people who will rain on your parade. And let me tell you what, they're a dime a dozen. Right? Don't listen to them say, you'll never get out of that addiction. I tried. Don't listen to them saying, your marriage, forget it, give up. Don't listen to the naysayer. Listen to God. Amen. You listen to God and cut out the middleman. When Jesus heard it, he answered the man and he said, do not be afraid. What?
Only
believe. In other words, there's no room for doubt, yeah? Just believe me. Believe in me. Remember he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Remember that? He said to Mary and Martha, I am the resurrection and life. Right, yeah, the ruler needed life. He needed resurrection, did he not? His daughter is dead. Now he needs her resurrected and brought back to life. And yeah, resurrection and life is speaking directly to him. Do you see that? He says, only believe. Cut out the naysayers. Cut out the conduits. Cut out the religion. Cut out those that say it can't be done. Cut out those who say God's not healing today. Cut out those who say you can never do it. Cut out those who say you're not tall enough, you're not short enough, you're too fat, you're too thin. Cut them out. And listen to God. Because he's blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly. Every spiritual blessing. Amen. What do you need? It's available.
Amen.
Amen. And the way I get it is I believe God. He says, do not be afraid. Let me tell you what. The first thing that comes to you when the doctor gives you a bad report, or the bank manager says you haven't paid and we're going to fine you, or we're going to do this, or the lawyer says this, or the judge says that, the first thing that happens is the devil says, spirit of fear, go. And that fear comes and tries to attack you. And let me tell you what, fear is a tangible spirit. How many of you have ever experienced fear before? It can make you shake. It can make you not think right. Is this correct? Fear can render faith helpless. So God says, don't fear. Get fear aside. Because as long as there's fear, there cannot be faith. The resurrection and the life. Keep the scriptures up, please. The resurrection and the life is saying, do not be afraid. Well, Jesus, they've just told me my daughter has died. Yeah, well, you know what? Lazarus had died and he was dead 4 days. Yours just died. Amen. And incidentally, he told the disciples, I am going to be in the grave for 3 days and three nights. And I'm going to resurrect. And I'm going to ascend. Whew. Amen. Do not be afraid. When the report comes that is not the report you're looking for, don't let it get you into a position of fear. Because really, it means you're not believing that God can take care of the problem. Can God take care of the problem? Does he want to take care of the problem? Has he taken care of the problem?
Yes.
The finished work of the cross took care of the problem. Remember the leper came to him and said, if you will, you can make me well? Because he wasn't sure. And Jesus said, I will. No discussion, I will. Amen. And so look at this here. He says, don't be afraid, only believe, and she will be made well. Now the resurrection and the life that was speaking to him and to Mary and Martha, that's the resurrection and the life, right?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Jesus.
What does John 1:1 say? In the beginning was the Word. Resurrection and life. Yeah. And the Word was with the resurrection and life, God. Yeah. And the Word was God. Jesus, the Word, is the resurrection and the life. The Word that you read is resurrection, life.
Yeah.
You didn't get that. Because you're sitting there looking, what did he say? Get what I said and receive it and believe it. Listen, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. Is that correct? The resurrection and the life raised Lazarus. The resurrection and the life raised the dead girl. Is that correct? And the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word is the resurrection and the life. You hold resurrection life power in your hands right now. Right now, you've got resurrection life power in your hands. You can resurrect a dead dream, a dead vision, a dead pancreas, a dead heart, a dead blood something, whatever. You can have it resurrected and life can come back to it in Jesus Christ.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports, chapel, and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Amen.
Amen.
You are holding the resurrection and the life. Look at that. Hallelujah. Amen. You see that? Only believe and she will be made well. Wow. Wow, wow. Huh. Well, we know that later on, the girl was raised, right?
Yeah.
Jesus went there and raised the girl. That tells me that the ruler of the synagogue believed. And if he can believe in a case that is beyond human help, why can't we believe for anything? He believed. He believed. Well, the difference is Jesus was there. Yeah, but half the people didn't even believe he was Jesus or he was the Christ. Is that correct? So they didn't believe he was the Christ. Oh, you don't believe that, right? Oh, well, we'll get to that later on. Because remember, when he was hanging on the cross, the high priest and the Pharisees and the Sadducees said he got everybody else saved. Let him climb down off the cross and then we will believe. That's what they said. Yeah. So not everybody believed. This was a ruler of the synagogue and he happened to be just being given the worst kind of news you could possibly ever get. We can believe God. We can believe God. God's given us the capacity to be believers. He's given you the capacity to visualize. He's given you capacity for imagination. He's given you capacity for faith. He's given you capacity to house the Holy Spirit. He's given us a capacity to speak words of life.
Yes, sir.
Nothing else that's created can do what we can do. Nothing else that's created is created in His image and His likeness. Is that right? You don't see a cow sitting there looking at a billboard seeing a Mustang. Next picture you see the cow riding on a horse. No. You and I can believe. Human beings can speak it. Human beings can receive it. We have got a capacity, an inbuilt capacity to be a procreator and create our own life according to the Word of God. I'm telling you. And when we get to a place of absolute belief, you will start to see development take place in your own life. Okay, last scripture, and I'm closing. Matthew 8, verse 11. Remember the centurion's servant? Came there, my servant is dying. And Jesus said to the centurion, go your way as you have believed. Do you see that? And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou, or you, have believed, so be it done unto you. And his servant was healed in the same hour. Who believed? God? I mean, did Jesus believe, or did the centurion? See, Jesus didn't need to believe. Jesus knew. Understand? Jesus knows. He knows everything. Is that correct? The centurion's servant was made whole because the centurion believed. He says, as you have believed, it's done. And that same hour, his servant was healed. So the belief was left to the individual person coming with the request. How many of you have had a request for God before? Today? Every day? Hello, right? Come on. So what do I have to do? If it worked that way for them, it's going to work that way for us too. Is that correct? And so I've got to believe like they believed. And if I believe like they believed, I will receive what they received. Because God is not a respecter of persons. And what he does for one, he'll do for all. So it levels the playing field. Amen? And so, if the centurion didn't believe, would his servant have been healed? No, it wasn't up to God. It wasn't up to Jesus. Do you understand? Because you've got to remember that Jesus, the Bible says in Acts 10:38, that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with power and the Holy Spirit, who then went about doing good and healing all. So Jesus said, when he said to the centurion said, don't come under my roof because I'm not worthy. You should come there. Just say a word and he'll be healed. Apparently, he believed before he received. He believed before he received. Because he said, you don't even have to come there. Just speak the word and it'll be done. And Jesus said, you know what? I don't have to go there. You've bypassed me. You've gone straight to the issue. You've gone straight to the supplier. You're not listening. I don't even need to go there. You've got an understanding. Your belief is, as you have believed, it's done unto you. It was God the Father with the power of the Holy Ghost, and boom, his servant was healed like that. Because he stood there believing. And Jesus didn't even have to go there. Right? Now Jesus has made it possible for all of us because of what he's done. The finished work of the cross. And because of what Jesus Christ has done, now the Holy Ghost can operate in our behalf. All of the angels are the heirs of salvation. There are fiery flames for the heirs of salvation.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.net.